From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Wilson Sayre. This week, people from all over the world have come to Miami for Ultra and Winter Music Conference, all in the name of electronic dance music, or EDM. For those who don't know what EDM is, it might be hard to understand what all the noise is about. Diego Martinelli is a DJ, producer, and event planner. He's here to explain.
Well, music is based on a four count, essentially. So one, two, three, four. So essentially, boom, 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 boom. You know, that's a kick. Boom, 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 boom. The other thing, that's a hi-hat. And then you have a little bit of variation in the bass at the end. That thing at the end. Two, three, one, two, three. That's just a, you know, variation in the little bit of bass coming in. This is the danceable property. This is what makes dance music, essentially. It's just a loop similar to this in most cases, just fast enough. It's, you know, it makes you bob your head. We saw that in disco, you know, you saw that in new wave, just different than listening to jazz or soul. Sometimes you'll have like that breakbeat that, you know, that's, which is a little different. I'll be like, boom, ch, boom, boom, ch, boom. That's breakbeat. It's still dance music though. You know, it's still going to be at the same tempo. Tempos of dance music generally range between about 118, mostly would say, you know, and then like 130, you know, beats per minute. That's the snare. The snare came in. The repetition. Loop-based composition. It's an addictive property. It's like, it makes you want to dance. It's catchy. The track starts to develop. A lot of people call a record a journey, you know? Because, I mean, look how long this record is. This is a 12-minute song. This isn't like pop music where you have 3 to 5 minute songs. This is what I call like an end of the night record. I mean, it's just one of those that, like, you know, after everyone's danced their ass off, you want to give them something to, like, just kind of like just cry it out. When it comes in, it's there's something about when you hear that. There it is. That's a synth, and then there's a breakdown coming. And like, you could see yourself in a dark room with people, and everyone's in it. There's a term I use, which I say you're swimming in it. That's what I am. Like when I'm DJing, when I'm dancing on the floor, I am swimming in it. I'm immersed in it. So that's a bass line that came in. So now you're riding on this bass line. At every variations of four, usually you'll have like a new thing introduced to the record, and that will prompt another response from you, like, oh, it'll just make you like move a little harder, or like, oh, you'll put on what I call the ugly face, like, ah, it's so good, you know? You got the kick, you got the snare, you got the shaker, you got the bass line, and then you have that synth lead, and then you have the vocal. We're only 5 minutes in, so imagine like where this takes you. It starts to strip back down, and sometimes it'll strip down, and then certain aspects come back, like the kick might come back. That's what we call the outro. It wraps up with this. So you can imagine this in the club at the end of the night. It's a crier.
That was Diego Martinelli walking us through the Pachanga Boys remix of Royksopp's Running to the Sea. Tomorrow, find out just how loud Ultra gets. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre.